This is rewrite number 34, being recorded on June 22nd, copyright 2011, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, starting at 1:37 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good day, one and all.
Okay, Barbara.
Good day.
Okay.
Barbara, Sue, and Steve get to talk as long as they want to. Ask us, ask Ion, what's on your...
Well, was that Steve? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Steve. Please respond quickly to people, Steve. You may be on mute, but it's not polite. Be ready to respond so it doesn't delay.
Okay, so anyway.
Okay, do you want to say something, Steve?
No, I'm just chilling out here and listening. I got nothing here to say today.
Okay, put your volume down a bit.
Okay.
Well, you won't be saying much. I guess it doesn't matter. Okay, Barbara, you can go, or Sue.
Oh, okay, it's Barbara.
Barbara, you go ahead.
I want to know more about the keys.
The keys. All right, you do them in a group. They're not applicable to a group. They are individual. They're not fruitful done in a group. And if a group individually are engaging the keys, wonderful, no problem. But the keys were never created or meant for a group montage.
All right, so you would never say them all at once?
You certainly may. We said you could have 10,000 doing them at the same time simultaneously. But that's not the benefit of doing them. It would be 10,000 individually engaging the keys individually for themselves. There wouldn't be an enhancement or a prolific increase in its potency or power. It would just be a mass congregation of individuals engaging their keys.
Okay, and then specifically, though, each key has a different, like, a request or instruction
activation.
To the angels.
Activation.
To the angels.
Yeah.
So is it best to, like, say, choose one of the keys, I think, like, 14 has to do with being your perfect self or
right. Oh, that's old school. Margarita. Margarita's
yes.
The first one that tore this up. Margarita, answer her question, darling. What did we tell you when you asked the exact same question?
Well, you engage the key that you want according to where you are at.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that's, if I recall, is where you are at is the key that, the key where you start engaging.
Venga, a key. Start in the middle and go up. Start in the middle and go down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down, so you're not trapped in the alphanumeric despondency. So start in the middle and go up and down till you get there. That's the easiest way. Now, that's not written in stone. What it is, it's giving you something you can work with. But there's no rule. You can play it as you want to. But if you're asking, we'd say start in the middle and go up one and then go down one and then go up two and then go down two and go up three and then go down three. Just makes it easy and keeps it real mixed up and fruitful.
Okay. And
y'all have not tapped into the, y'all have not tapped into, well, that's what we're going to answer now. Y'all have not tapped into those powers yet. They're there. And they're very prolific. Will move you. But now, if you want to get into it, then that's fine. But now, go ahead, darling.
Well, no, like we just said there, how can... Well, I don't know.
Go ahead, you're all right.
You're not, we're not... What's that?
You're all right, darling. Go ahead.
Okay, you say we're not tapped into the power, meaning we're just still getting our feet wet.
They've turned electricity on, darling, but you ain't plugged nothing in yet.
Okay. And by engaging the keys, that's starting to plug in?
You'll start to find the receptacles. The keys
okay.
are receptacles.
Okay.
It's an ancillary source of power that you have the ability and capacity to now to connect to.
Okay, and then the
y'all
30 names.
Y'all see how fun it is with, see how great it is with fresh meat? We jump right into something ain't never been done before.
Yeah, I appreciate this, the keys.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of speaking with the angels, you say never to say anything out of anger, but you can be mad.
No, okay. We say we wouldn't, but if you're the God and you're all powerful, we say if you really get a big erection about it, try it, but you'll know you've done it, and it will end in tears.
I mean, I don't want to do that.
You can, but it ain't what you want to. We're telling you straight up. If in doubt, do without. Do not engage the angels in anger, ever.
Could somebody accidentally do that?
You'll know it if you do. Angels are foreboding. They don't care. It makes no difference.
I mean, have people, I'm just thinking of an instant.
Yeah, the smoke ones ain't nothing but greasy spots left where they was.
Okay.
And Ion has told us that, you know, we got no rules. Angels really got no rules.
Right.
Well, you look through the scripture, you sift through the scripture, and every nasty thing done on this planet that you've recorded so far, an angel of the Lord did it.
Okay, so I heard you make a differentiation between anger versus being mad.
Well, mad's when you're card-carrying crazy.
Oh, that kind of mad.
Yeah, we're literal, remember.
Okay, you're right. So you could be crazy.
Yeah, like Patsy Cline crazy.
Okay, that's good. Okay, then I have a question regarding the 30 names of the ethers. I'm not quite sure but the purpose of the engagement
airs.
Of the...
Call it the airs. That'll be
the
easier
airs.
For
okay.
you, darling. Mm-hmm.
The benefit of the airs would be...
That's the
what?
Segregation. That's the point of the segregation. The division. Or divisions. This gets to what Brian's been blowing about the hierarchy, the pecking order of the angels.
So those are angel names? Those are angels? Or air-like names, angels?
They're segregations.
I'm not clear on what you mean by that.
Well, okay, you could say African and Persian and... Mexican and Peruvian, they would be segregations.
Okay, so these are segregations of the angels.
Do.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, Ion, how would the,
segregation based on what?
Hierarchy.
Of the angels.
So, Ion, how would you organize the nine orders and arrange the heirs accordingly?
You wouldn't. Those are geographic divisions. Of not of segregation, but of you have the 30 names. Okay. Well, those segregations as titles don't have anything to do with hierarchy.
They're geographic. They're geographic.
Oh, I see.
Maybe regional might be the better word. You know, that's okay.
Don't worry, it'll change.
It'll change.
So the 30 names are segregations based on the region.
Yes.
When you said regions, what exactly are you referring to?
Dynamics of heaven. That apply to this earth.
Gotcha. Dynamics of heaven that apply to this earth.
You describe
is that like the seven heavens, except now you're giving locations of those heavens.
Yeah, but it's a difference. See, one season let it confound another. Let there be no creature upon or within her the same. All her members let them differ in their qualities, and let there be no one creature equal with another. The reasonable creatures of the earth, let them vex and weed out one another. And the dwelling places, let them forget their names. The work of man and his pomp, let them be defaced. His buildings, let them become caves for the beast of the field. Confound her understanding for darkness, for why? It repents me, I made man. That's your divisions.
What were you just reading?
Quoting. We were quoting the translation about the heirs.
Oh, where's that?
That's the modern English translation.
We've done this series. It's Revelations, Rewrite Bob.
Mm-hmm.
It's so engaging.
Yeah.
When you get through with your last books, you might want to take it up and look at it.
Is this something that's in chapter 23 notes that he just read?
Yeah.
Well, it's the actual text.
He quoted some text that we have. Okay. Yeah, what is the text and verse? That's what I'm asking.
It's supplement C, Bob.
Okay. Thank you.
You go to the section on the 30 names of the heirs.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the modern English translation, and there you'll find it.
Thank you.
On these regions, which you said are dynamics of heaven, what are we referring when you mention dynamics of heaven?
Well, there are avenues. There are distinct predications of the division of heaven in the era of stocracy, bad word but good meaning, of how it's all laid out.
Can you give us an example?
Yes, Chad, we're going to answer the question. Would this be what's used to triangulate positions of an angel, of where you are within a proximity of angels? Yes, Chad, that would be absolutely appropriate, because now you got three individual points that you can work with.
The 3 points would be three of those 30 heirs. Yeah. Okay.
Open the mysteries of your creation and make us partakers of unified knowledge.
And would one arbitrarily pick three of those 30 heirs, or is there a methodology?
They would.
Arbitrarily, okay.
Well, that's how triangulation works, isn't it, baby?
Mm-hmm.
No limitation.
Okay.
Good.
So the part
Bob,
that you
tearing them up, darling.
The part that you were just reading from of the passage from the 30 heirs. So that passage that's under modern English translation, Ion, explain the activation of reading that passage.
Oh, okay. It gives you the details of speaking in angels and how to deal or work with the heirs. See, it gives you the number of the heirs, and it starts segregating out like First Avenue, Second Avenue, and it lays it out for you so you can figure out the ins and the outs of which one, and then the seasons come into play, which is also proximity that confound another, you see. So they get it all mixed up. But because you come into your place as God, this is what it's saying, is you have the ability and the capacity to segregate them out and it serve you.
Okay, so if I read the passage and then inserted the number of one of the heirs that I pick arbitrarily.
Yes.
Would I do that for the next two heirs to make three for triangulation?
No, you probably want to go, you'd go Lil, Tex, and Zax.
You mean me personally? Or
you asked, yes.
Okay. So you said Lil, Tex,
one,
and which one?
30, and 10.
Okay. And that would activate...
That'd be a good triangulation point for you to play with, because we know that's why you're querying it.
Okay.
That would take him somewhere?
Well, no, he'd be able to triangulate that position within the angel world.
by the response that I get from reading it?
By God, try it. You'll see.
Okay, Ion, what would my three be?
Zom, Tan, and Za. 3, 17, and 27.
Do we each have three keys that are applicable to us?
They could be. They certainly could be. But not necessarily. It's your pleasure and choice. We were just, now that you finally, after 3 or 4 minutes, got into the point of the airs and the keys, we thought we might as well give you some applications, some appliers. May help you, James, figuring out 14 degrees of freedom if you really got at it. Maybe.
Ion, I think this is a good example of, I think this is application. I mean, okay, I speak to the angels, but I don't use these.
I know, but you could.
Okay.
Oxo, Lee, and Bag.
What?
Oxo, Lee, Bag. 15, 16, 28.
Okay. Is there a reason I keep hearing a certain three syllables that are not in this?
Yes.
Okay, that would be private, right?
Well, it goes into Gollum.
Does it matter?
Well, you've got it in the you've got it to Gollum. That's a whole other tier, darling. That's in the hierarchy. You're dividing it to Gollum, and that's all right. We don't mind. That's perfectly fine. Ain't nobody hurt.
I don't know what you're saying.
But you're ahead of it. You're just ahead of yourself just a bit. And it's not odd, because in your world, things start showing up to you, and then you notice them. And they've been there all along, and then you notice them. That's in the element of Gollum. That Gollum has to do specifically with the hierarchy of the angels, which is what Bob was poking at a little bit before.
What does Gollum mean?
It's just a region, area
of
hierarchy, of G-O-H-U-L-I-M. We don't spell. Yes, it's in the...
Okay.
Yes, darling, yes.
I don't remember. Okay.
I know.
As a new person, Ion... Would it be better?
New schmoo. Very idea. The new one. Yeah. That's the new one.
The newbie to rewrite.
That's a nice try. All right. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay. As a newbie to rewrite, would it be beneficial to have you give me three heirs to begin moving into this process?
Okay, just like we went the opposite, do the first, the 30, and then the second, and integrate them back and forth, in and out, back and forth. Indiscriminately pick your three. Because, see, we don't want to limit you, darling. We don't want to limit you. We want it to be your fourth. And as you look at them, you may be drawn to one more so than another, and that's fine.
So, Ion, if we're doing three, does the order matter, like 1, 30,
nope.
10? No?
Okay. Nope.
And each region...
You'd want to get the degree, wouldn't you, though?
The degree of a particular air?
Angle. Yeah.
Does each air represent an angle?
Well, of course. How would you triangulate it without an angle, big boy?
They're all numbered.
Okay, okay, so those would be the angles, 1 through 30.
Ta-da!
Isn't it in the alphabet on that next page?
Yes, you can apply. You can apply that when you get to grad school, which most of y'all are getting there. Yes, you can. You can, because then you can take the individual symbols and apply them from positional points. Just like you can pick any 3 points: tree, rock, door.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing there. And then that makes no difference, less than except when you write justified, you are able to give the calculatable degree of angle so that you can mathematically calculate your position regarding your position.
I might be seen.
So this must be directly applied to the chart, this whole.
Well, no, not necessarily. You could have all the benefit of this with never having a chart. But y'all like the whole enchilada. Y'all want some mole on it. You don't want just an old burrito. You want some mole on it. You want the full Monty. You want it all. So that's why rice and beans are included.
Does these heirs have to do with principalities?
They can. They apply to the principalities, yes.
Are there 9 orders in each region?
Yes, of course, Brian. You know this. That's old school. That's on the trail to your throne.
Are you saying that with these three individual keys that you gave, okay, we'll use me for example, that when I speak to the angels, I just belt out with those three? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see the power of that, okay?
Rock, tree, car. There you are.
Okay.
Now it's a lot easier than sitting down and ciphering, ain't it, darling?
Yes.
Well, good. See, that's what this power business is. It's easy. It's not confounding it hard. Now, some human creators like to come get down to the grits and the gravy. That's like in some of that zippity-zappity, wavy, gravy, bull crap, shit stuff thing. If it gets you off, tear it up. No problem.
Does this put you in a different dimension or a different world when you do this?
Dimension. Not world. Dimension. And sometimes between worlds, you can notice, sometimes in another world, darling, you can notice dimensional shifts more easily. Now, not every time, but more times than not. And see, this is like learning how to walk. Sometimes you tumble around a little bit, you see, and that's no trouble. It's no problem. You just go with it. It's fine. It's like a 1-year-old learning the stairs. They're going to have to fall down the stairs a time or two before they get the big deal of going up and down stairs. But then they get it. No problem. They got it.
So, Ion, what's my 3, 6, 9, or 12?
Well, you could split yours. Lynn, Zim, and Vit. 22, 13, 25.
And when you say I can split them,
inner swap. So 22, you could just as easily make 11.
And 13 would be?
7.
7. And 25 would be?
12.
Well, okay, very cool.
So
No, you're fine, baby. Jump in.
So one would, for example, say, assist me now in...
assist me now? Huh. Get on it. No, get on it. God don't tell nobody to assist me now. Make it so.
True. Okay. All right.
Wait. Because here's the point. Here's the point. When you get power, Deb, to do this, you will have complete, ultimate, reigning authority over all dominions of the heavenly realm of the angels.
Which will eventually blend into your oneness, and none of these keys and texts and anything else will matter.
Exactly, and that's why, Brian, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Brian made it to his throne. Because, see, we spend a great deal of energy separating power versus authority.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we never said that authority was bad. We just said don't try to get power with authority. Get power and you also then get complete authority.
don't even care about the authority or
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay, Sue, you ready to do the fa sol la?
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
All right,
and
the Sacred Heart. What this is all about, its rudiments is early on. How it works, you don't use a P-nanner or you just have a harp, a pitch pipe. You set chairs up in a square. Yes, Bob? You set chairs up in a square, and you have the different parts, the tenor, the bass, the soprano. You can sing at different levels, and it's old shape note music. And you stand in the middle, whoever's leading the singing, and that melodious flow has an absolute incredible effect on the individual human meat sack body. Gregola was talking about how he got to sucking up drops and his frequency doubled.
Yes.
His resistance doubled. Well, the fa sol la will do that as well.
Increase
lots of what you call
vibration.
Less than sick people have gone to the fa sol la and led. You got to have balls, man, to get in the middle of that crowd, because all them fellas know what's going on. And they ain't not judging nothing or nobody. You welcome. But the point is, when you get up there and lead, then you engage in the harmonic frequency valence. Y'all heard that word. Regarding your individual cellular responses. That's what the fa sol la is about, darling. And they're right. You can find some on the YouTube, and it's the queerest, strangest, oddest, hollering, crazy kind of what you call music you could ever imagine. But play with it just a little bit. Some's better than others. And it's appropriate. It's appropriate.
And these are just tones, they're just sounds, they're
fa, so, and la.
That's it. Those three.
What if it's not fa, so, and la?
Then it's not.
What if where did this come from, or how did this?
It came from the Moabites, darling.
Moabites.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the Moabites were.
Oh, the first step down in the ones that came from God.
Okay.
Are y'all ready to do the lotus flower and Joshua and the son of Nun? Get it ready, Joyce, if y'all ready to go.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm ready.
Well, no, we don't want to lead. We're just trying to catch up so we can get through it. Or do you
yeah.
want to go in order? We can go order if you want to. Okay, good. Let's blast it then. Anybody stop us? We're going to blow out this first part so we'll make sure we got it all together. We don't want to leave things hanging. Okay, no one has the ability or capacity to print the angel chart unless you have a clear, definitive position for printing it for your own personal good or gain. Try it. It will not work.
Oh.
Well, then you had a specific personal use for it being printed. So if you're able to print it, then enjoy it. If you're not able to print it, then question your position for printing it. Okay, next. Y'all going to talk about the... Go ahead.
Is it powerful to carry it with you?
Not necessarily. We'd much rather you be it than carry it. Because if you be it, that's more powerful than carrying it. Would you rather have a spare tire in your car or a contract for a spare tire?
Right.
See, the contract, you may be out of range and they can't get you. But if you got a spare tire, you can change it yourself or have it changed if you got the tire. Okay, enough on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
all right, now, the next thing was your RNA and your olive oil.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's how that works. You can work with it. Doesn't matter what kind. You don't have to use the best of the seller, but something you can stand, because some people find olive oil a bit hair greasy. But if that's the case, then go with the first full pressing. Echoes from the burning bush might work, and be real easy now, because you don't want to get it too stout with your RNA. Go a little bit, little as much when you're dealing with this.
You
now we know.
It?
No, well you hell you can if you want to, but we're talking about smearing it on your body.
Well, how much would you put a drop in a whole bottle of olive oil?
No.
In each application.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, like you got some in your hand or a little bitty container, what you're going to use.
Doesn't matter.
Like a drop in it. Go, less is more. Now, when you get your allow, that'll be straightened out and you won't have to fiddle with that. But till then, it's no problem.
Oh. So, eventually, nobody needs RNA drops.
Well, no, we're just talking about topically, darling.
A product called Allow, Deb. When you get your Allow, a product, it's called Allow.
Oh, the product, okay. Fucking that when you get it.
Oh, yeah, well, right, well, that's true, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get it, I understand you want even more RNA drops.
Yeah.
Plus the new generations.
When you get it, it'll also be manifested, won't it, Bob?
I don't know what that means.
I know. We tunk a low pies in there. Okay, any more on that? Are y'all good?
Yeah, could you clear up a little bit about the Allow, please?
Yeah, what you wanna know?
The product or the
product.
Doing it?
The product.
Always to be taken with RNA.
Also
put in with the olive oil.
No, wait, no. This is an extra. This is serendipity. The Allow cream is serendipity. It's just something that you can apply topically to your dermis of your skin for your pleasure and enjoyment. No other reason. Some people like grease. Others don't. So those that do, that's what this request was in response to.
But does it have RNA drops in it, or RNA, or cellular building structures?
It does, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Allow pills?
Pills? They have pills?
We know not of Allow pills.
Align. Realign,
yes.
Yeah, what about the realign?
Yes, the realign has to do with the amino acids in the meat sack body. And they're very beneficial.
And is it taken every time you take your RNA drops?
Not required, but the easiest way, but make it work out for you, one in the morning, one in the evening, works out good. But if you're traveling and got a queer schedule, throw two back at once and call it a day. It won't make any.
Okay.
I was on the Align for a month, and then I wasn't for a month. And then I got back on it, and it was a huge difference in my center of balance. Physically.
That's exactly right. That's what amino acids do. When you start greasing your lipid system, that's where that is found.
And I wouldn't have known it had I not been off of them for a month.
That's like that damn toe business too, ain't it, darling?
Yes.
See,
people say
wellness when they don't have it.
What was that? What did you say?
Say that again.
People only speak of wellness when they don't have it.
Hey, Ion, if you have...
Well, that's a lot to digest right there.
Ain't it wonderful? We're just getting greased up, honey.
Hey, Ion, so when you talk about the lipids, has the balance factor, is that what the proprioceptive sense is involved in with?
And it's what Dave Worster was trying to tell y'all with the gyroscope.
Okay.
But ain't nobody listening.
Proprioception. All right, very good.
Proprioception and how it applies as a pointer. So if that's the case, you'd not only know what true north is, you'd set what north is. If you get what David was talking about.
You'd even manifest true north. You'd even manifest it.
You would make true north be true. That's right. And if that's the case, now you'd have a perfect sense of direction if you set the direction that you end up to go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going a little extreme. That's a little extreme.
No, it is not.
That's a little extreme. That's going too far.
No more. It's no further than figuring out the 14 degrees of freedom. If you have 14 degrees of freedom, that'll be like falling off a log.
Ian, can you describe what Dave was talking about when he was using the gyroscope visualization in
compass arms? Compass arms.
Okay, and when it came to meeting with another person, I wasn't quite sure what he was talking about.
Well, exactly. What he was pointing out was the interaction within the field, the frequency field. Now, Bobby, she's going to keep going, and we're going to get all the way up to Ra. You keep going. And then we'll have to tell you what this awareness indicates. But anyway, back to your point. He was trying to lay out how the energy fields that operate the obsolescing of gravity within a gyroscope is how you are already anyway. So if you take two gyroscopes or another human creator and you bump into them, okay, remember when you used to play tops, you'd spin the tops and then they'd bump into each other?
Mm-hmm.
Those that's got the little ones call it the Bakugan, where they have the little tops and they bump in and try to see who can spin the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Same aspect here as a gyroscopic aspect. It's limited.
Okay.
But you can embrace it. That's what David was trying to tell you. It's not the perfect way to explain it, but it's a sure good place to start till you can.
Okay.
So what are you explaining?
Oh, 14 degrees of freedom and how the gyroscope sets you into a motion which overcomes gravity and every other rule and regulations that you have as a little man in this realm.
And the way that it does that is...
Those 14 degrees are in the chart. That's the 14 rings, Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Barbara, and that application is, once you know that, it changes everything. The same way you can get in an airplane and fly to somewhere else and leave the ground, once you know that and you buy a ticket and you have extra money for luggage, you can. Okay.
That's the way to go to another world?
No, darling, no. Honey, we're trying to get you happy in this world. You can go to any world already anyway. We can get you, you get your happy self happy in this world, you'll think a lot more of all the others.
Ion, is there any relevance to the 7 seconds that Dave was talking about?
Yes.
Is that would be I can just imagine the wobbling and wobbling inside this gyroscope, and that would be a certain
well,
timing.
Well, no, sort of, close, no, not at all, maybe, no. Okay, when you're talking about frequency or amplitude, that's how often it repeats.
Ah, okay.
And the amplitude here in the 7-second realm, you know you have enough peaks and troughs to gauge...
Uh-huh.
The perspective of the how fast the gyroscope is spinning.
Mm.
Okay? Now, he can have went on and told you applied it into the tachyonic world, but you may have to chat with him. He will. He doesn't mind. He'll tear it up. He doesn't mind. But you didn't get to that part.
Mm-mm.
But you start applying those knowings into that application, and just like him, it gets pretty socio-perceptive, Bob?
Hey, Ion, would a...
Excellent.
Ion, would a pendulum or a metronome be useful in this 7-second thing? No?
Never. Because that's setting... All that's doing is counting off your perspective. It's counting off your perspective. And what David's trying to tell you is that if you get out of that, then you won't be judged by it. You'd say you use a metronome when your timing's off. You see? Mm-hmm. Timing is off. Well, if you do it by rote, your timing is never off because you set the timing. So
getting back
that,
to the...
that position would nullify the potency of the very power that you're trying to accentuate.
Right. You'd be imbuing the metronome with power, is that it?
Very good. And that would be outside of you. There you go.
I have a concrete example of that in my life I'd like to share that it could help.
Please.
When I was a child, I loved taking piano. And Jan Abel was just a great teacher, and then she graduated from high school and went off to college. And I had Betty Beecham. She was a piano teacher from hell. And she'd lock me in that room and yell at me and use that damn metronome. And I got in this total place of dread and fear to even go see her. And I wondered why I had that resistance. It was very symbolic, in my opinion. And I completely gave up piano because my mother said, if you don't do it now, you know, never take again. Well, she wasn't worth the pain, but with that beating of that metronome, like, if you don't do it this way, you're not worthy enough. And it zapped out all the creative, you know, aspects.
Hey, Deb, as Ian would say, good. Good to have all the creative assets beat out of you.
Really?
Good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
I always thought it was about the loss of, you know, of not, you know, conquering that and, you know, doing piano anyway.
It's
now
not about
totally
conquering,
it.
Darling.
No.
It's not about conquering. It's supposed to be about making music, letting your heart sing. And if it takes a metronome to set the beat of your heart, you got more troubles than the banana playing.
Which was intuitively in my knowing.
Correct. So then you can hum, tell me you love me in the key of G, and you actually know what the key of G is.
Yes.
Well, exactly. There's a lot of fine musicians that don't have a clue what a treble clef even is.
Aretha Franklin
plays in sharps. It's ridiculous, but it's her style. It's hers, and she'd defy you to go against the way she plays it, because can't nobody else play it like she does.
Yep, that's what I wanted to do. I sat there and wrote little songs about my dog and
absolutely,
whatever,
and they were beautiful and they were your own. But that was not proper according to your teacher. Rote was not applicable. They were trying to make you be conforming. And the conformity is where you lost flavor in the essence of the creating. There was no creating, it was vomiting.
So that's true in a lot of aspects of my life and probably everyone else's too, which is...
Of course.
Which is beautiful when you look at it from that aspect versus just historically.
Uh-huh.
So on the subject of keys and notes, when the notes F-A-C-E are played together, can you describe what occurs?
You're trying to set a chord, something to connect to. And if you play Every Good Boy Does Fine, then you have another range.
And... can you describe how that relates to the chart?
It doesn't.
So all of the references
to
your
It does have to do with frequency, however.
Okay. Can you describe
that's
how...
That's why everything is based off of in the musical, like, now we're talking about piano, is everything is based off of C.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find middle C, you're supposedly pretty well screwed, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't play piano, but I'm just
okay,
thinking
well,
about...
Okay, you do, that, middle C is where you begin, because everything is above or below middle C.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that juxtaposed position from frequency-wise is how a melodious note is struck or a chord that cannot be broken.
So where is middle C in the keys?
Right in the middle of the keys.
Oh.
That's why Marguerite asked that forever ago. We said start in the middle and go up one, down one, up two, down two. What Sue asked as well,
and that's one of the meanings of the references to I fell upon my face in Revelations and in the chapter
23rd chapter right before your diagram and I fell on my face
and in Enoch as well.
That's exactly right. Very good. Butimus.
Okay.
Ian, which of the three airs would be beneficial for me?
Well, it bounces just a little bit, but let's do it from, you want to do it from the beginning? Now, none of these y'all going to make you be stuck.
Okay.
Okay. Taz, Dio, and Rye.
Can you give them the numerical reference?
Well, of course.
Oh, 29.
We might actually make you look at your text, though, wouldn't we?
I am.
They have to be pronounced the correct way.
Nah. You said what correct is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Paz is number 4. Dio is number 7. And Rye is 29.
Ian, this is Jenny. Can you give me mine?
Yep. Tan, Za, and Nia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Ian, would you please not give me mine?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to. And the good news is you wouldn't remember anyway.
That's right.
It's good. Okay, let's clean up the rest of our mess. Okay, what you got left? Oh, okay, electrical resistance. That's what you're to now, right?
Go ahead.
Yeah. That what electrical resistance equals is vibrational increase. Electrical resistance is absolutely equal to the degree of vibrational increase.
That's why the woo-woos would say that, you know, energy's breaking up when, you know, your computer breaks and et cetera,
that's
et cetera, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Would that be like stepping on the gas when you're in the car? And getting...
It would. And you'd, you know, this shift, you would. It'll be registered in volts. You can even do it by volts. Bob keeps saying, how can I know my vibration of proximity? Will it be in volts, Bob?
Which is what Greg had measured.
Bullshit. Ah, ha, ha. Bullshit.
That's registered in volts also.
So words are electricity.
We don't know
it's
any of that mess. That's a little too McLuhan-esque for us. Okay, now frequency. Well, frequency equals change of perspective. Now that would apply to what you're...
Oh.
The bullshit you were talking about, Bobby.
So words are electricity.
No, words are frequency.
Words are electricity then, okay.
No, they are not. No, they are not. They are frequency.
Because electricity is current moving from one place to another, right?
And frequency equals the change of perspective.
So words are electrical resistance.
Could be. That's closer, Bob. That's closer. It ain't perfect, but it's perfect. It'll hold till we change it.
Don't tell people. It'll hold till he changes it.
You just said, Ion, words are frequency, and because what comes out of our mouth creates our reality, so the words have a frequency that draw to us.
And it's based on the change of your perspective. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, you could have that exposed light bulb hanging from the string in the closet, or you could have a lovely chandelier made of crystal.
Absolutely.
So don't use the word frequency anymore. Everything's a resistance vibration. That will help you. Because there is nothing here. The more you perceive that what you see and hear is not real.
No, now perceive. Now you're talking about the proximity of perspective. That's a totally different conversation.
But everything is a resistance vibration, electrical resistance. That's way better than frequency.
Good, but then you're limiting. So you want to get yourself in a box.
To say it's frequency is limiting too. To say it's anything is limiting.
Because
words are electrical resistance.
If it's a change of
perspective. I heard a growl. We're getting somewhere, Zion. We heard a growl.
If it's a change of perspective, we'd say good.
What's that mean, change of perspective? I mean, anybody interested in what the words mean?
Yes.
Okay, ask.
Come up.
Now, wait a minute. Get my glasses.
We ain't waiting for anybody. You're on the bus or off it, Deb.
Just to the newbies, Bob, very much not into us attaching to any single one frequency, and I agree with Bob in this perspective, that we don't, you know, when we say words are frequency, we don't then start living our life. Words are frequency, because the opposite is true, none of it's true, and all of it's true. So this is a theme that
well,
Bob...
Well, the obsolescence and the retrieval... It's what will set and change your perspective, which is exactly what we're talking about. The
if frequency becomes sorted, then...
Yeah, Greg, you could add both, have retrieval added to both end. That's a good point. Both end and retrieval.
Mm-hmm. Now, that'll get you to the octet if you're ever interested. So.
What if you put the word obsolesce, both end and obsolesce retrieve process, or just say retrieval?
Okay. No, that's... That's perfectly all right, because all of that is still inclusive, Bob. See, as
right,
long as you're including and not excluding, we own that like a bad habit.
Well, that's the octad level.
Okay. Now, y'all through with that? Good. Let's get on to the lotus flower and the fringe and pie.
Wait a minute, Ion, I'm not done.
All right.
Ion, if I say the word carrot and Bob says the word carrot, do they carry the same frequency?
No, they most certainly do not.
That's correct. And because the frequency actually comes through what our being in our vocal cords?
No, your proximity to the perspective when you say the word carrot.
It's the number of times an event occurs within a given period, and it's the rate of that reoccurrence.
The rate of reoccurrence, proximity. Good.
Yeah, so everything's a relationship between amplitude, pitch, period, frequency, obsolesce, retrieval, both end. That's the way to say it.
Well, isn't that frequency?
No. Frequently, it is not.
The number of complete cycles of a periodic process occurring per unit time.
There you go. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, pie, are you through now, Jenny Bell?
I'm a little confused between vibration and frequency.
Yes.
Okay. Vibration. Somebody look up vibration.
The vibration is the oscillating movement in a molecule. Everything
good. Now what?
Vibrates.
Okay,
everything
now
oscillates.
Go to frequency and parallel it.
Well, and the frequency is the amount of times that it vibrates within a span or a measurement. That's
you got
the
that
amount
now?
Of times.
An amount.
Frequency
is an amount. Vibration means that it's within its nucleus.
It's an act of vibrating or a condition of being vibrated.
But not the frequency, because it has no time, includes time.
Rapid linear motion of a particle or of an elastic solid about an equilibrium position periodic process.
Increase.
Yeah, Deborah, your vibrator may vibrate, but it will vibrate at a certain frequency.
Right.
Up and down on the end of it, then the frequency changes.
Vibration affects the frequency. Correct? Or is that the chicken egg?
No, frequency affects vibration. Because if you, like Greg said, if you take your vibrator, it's
right.
vibrating
right.
at a certain level, and you push it down like on a table or something, you change the way that that vibrational aspect occurs. You can limit its surrounding. It can limit its environ of ability, like a tuning fork. If you take a tuning fork and strike it, that's vibrational. Now, and then where it's allowed to be free is a frequency. But if you grab it in your hand, now you've not squelched the frequency, but you have squelched the vibrational aspect of it.
So, Ion, does a frequency define an object or vice versa?
It can. Greg's already been trying to talk about how he's now sticking one of his little probes in his mouth and the other one somewhere else and giving his frequency, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
And if he was able to get a gauge, if he could get a gauge of what that frequency is and then go to the car lot and start putting it on cars or houses, and if it matched, then that'd be his house, his car, his thing.
Right.
Cool.
Okay, but Ion, we were talking about this morning, so where on the car? Because I asked Greg, if I put this on a car, where does it go on the car? And he said it goes on the engine. Where does it go on the car?
Makes no difference.
If
where
you want
it,
frequency
just,
of the car.
Well, no, not necessarily. Then you could line up the engine and not match the car. Because, honey, you can take a 454 and put it in a Pinto if you want to, right, Deb?
Well, it might burst open.
It might burst open, but you'd be in vibrational alignment with the 454.
Yeah,
four barrel, but you might not be in with the Pinto. All right, now the better question, Jenny Bell, is where do you put the probes on your body? And that's also makes no difference. If you if you put them on your chest, then put it on the hood of the car. If you put one in your rectum, stick it in the tailpipe.
Well, the next question is, do you need that?
No, you don't need. You have no need of anything. But the question still is being played with, the dynamic of matching vibrational proximities in the form of a frequency, which allows instant manifestation. That's the question.
So what Ion, are you trying to tell me here, Ion, if I was, you like that, the vibrational frequency of that red Ferrari Contosh or whatever, and that I can align my frequency to that, that car then is attracted to me. That car is
not attracted, it is you.
Is you. It is me.
Marshall McLuhan says you don't drive the car, the car drives you.
That's right. As a God, that manifests as quickly as the frequency aligns.
Perfect. Okay, here you go. Now let's do that. Let's get that. That's a little beautiful.
Before we move on, I'd like to acknowledge when we go, this amazing Ion Domeme, you mean to tell me that came from our guest tonight, Mr. Steve Legend Strum. He's the guy who created that.
That's
so we all bow to Steve. He changed
in
the language.
In honor of Steve.
Okay, now, let's clean up. Jenny Bell had something else. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, because if you've put your power in a box and you have a lid on your box, then you can't get, you could, I mean, technically, if every single thing represented in the angel chart at 6.944 megahertz frequency is who I am in my completed state, that is who I am. So every single thing in all of creation would be mine and attracted to me, correct?
It wouldn't be attracted to you. It'd be already yours.
It would be mine. So what keeps it from being mine is if I've put my power in a box from a triangulation standpoint, and I've drawn the line from the AB to the A1B1, and I boxed it in, then I've broken the ability to see or recognize that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, what you've done is you've taken your plug-in to your toaster, and you've dipped it